All right, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome back to our evening broadcast. Hope and pray everybody's had an awesome Sunday afternoon, and we hope and pray that again this leads into a great week in the Lord. And so we are thankful to God for another opportunity to bring forth His Word today. And again, God is blessing, and God is really moving in a mighty way. And we encourage you to trust Him and believe Him, and just go into this week knowing that God has better things for us going forward. Really, that's going to tie into our message this evening about going to higher places in Almighty God. And truly, we believe in God for greater things in the days ahead. Again, it starts even this very night. Every day you should wake up saying, you know what, it's going to be a greater day, a better day. And Almighty God, I'm telling you, and God is more than able to meet and supply that desire of your heart as you believe and trust in Him. We are grateful again to have each one with us here on the broadcast. Welcome those on YouTube and those watching here on Facebook as well. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, we encourage you to hit the share, hit the thumbs up, and all that good stuff to get the word out that, again, the broadcast has started, and we are looking forward to what God's going to do. We want to continue to remind you to continue to pray for one another, pray for one another, pray for the church, as we mentioned this morning, about our Resurrected Sunday coming up April the 9th, and this year. And so come on out and be with us and bring your friends, your families, loved ones, friends, strangers, whoever it may be. Let them come celebrate the greatest day, greatest day in the history of time when Jesus got out of the grave. So we want to meet all together on that day, roughly 3 weeks away. Come on out and be with us there at 334 Astor Street. Looking forward to seeing you. Families and loved ones along the way. And so let's have a good time in the Lord. As we said, again, continue to seek the Lord's face, believe in God, trust in God for greater things ahead. And we are just really excited about the days ahead. Again, it's an exciting time, extraordinary years. We've been covering an extraordinary time and season that we're in. And so be a part and following after an extraordinary God that we serve. And so I'm telling you, it will change your life. It will change your trajectory, your mindset, as we follow after God today. I want to mindful again also a way of giving to the Lord. Support the work of the Lord. And if you have yet to, your tithe and offerings belong to God. And so you're able to do that through our website, through Text to Give, and or through our Zelle. We have through online banking as well. And you can find that if you use Zelle through your online banking, it's our church email. That you would use as the contact list and contact person. It would be ntccbrooklynny@gmail.com. So that's ntccbrooklynny@gmail.com. Then you also see there text to give it 347-229-9933. You can give that way as well. And then our church website, www.myntcc.org/BrooklynNY. So various ways you can give, and some also, like we said, the old-fashioned way, come to the next service and having your tithing offerings ready for the Lord. And truly, truly, God will bless you, as He said in His Word. Thank God for His Word tonight. Thank God for it. And every book, every scripture, every verse is there, no doubt, to somehow point us and show us who He is. And every word, again, in the Word of God is meaningful. It's there to draw us and really to warn us, to point us to Him. And we're thankful today that He left us with His love letters, we call it, God's love letter to mankind. And truly, we are blessed. Now, I want to come out of Psalms 18 this day. Psalm 18 we'll use this evening. And for me, you pass the scripture for some. And you may have seen it quoted, or you may have seen it posted in various ways, especially the last verse of this reading we have here. And it's a blessing, I hope, to your soul. The Bible says in verse 29, "For by these I have run through a troop, and by my God have leaped over a wall. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him. For God, who is God save the Lord, or who is a rock save our God? It is good, or is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He said, He maketh my feet like hinds feet, and set me upon my high places. I want to read 33 again as our text. He said, He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. And we want to use that and give it a title, because we said earlier about going to higher places, going to higher places this evening. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness. We thank God for your word. Thank God for all that you have accomplished, God, in this day and more to come, God, as we seek your face and call upon you. God, we pray, God, that you can bless the hearer of your word. God, let it lodge in every heart, every soul. God, let it lodge and be a part of us, God, and let it become a part of our minds and our hearts and our souls, that we can, God, grow in you and learn of you and apply this word to our hearts. We pray for the lost today that are saved, that they would come to know you in a reality. We pray for, God, the broken. We pray for the sick, whoever may need this word today, those, the believer, whoever it may be. God, we pray that you will help each of us to receive of your word, to grow in it, and to learn of it. God, we pray. To you be glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And Psalm, the book of Psalm 18 is really almost a duplicate. It really is, word for word in some places. And out of Samuel, 2 Samuel 22 as well. In 2 Samuel 22, David was making a song. He was a song. He was a song writer as well. As you can see, he was a worshiper. He loved God, and he really learned it there in the when he was a shepherd boy. And he would be out there in the middle of the night or throughout the day, just singing many times and playing on his harp, playing, singing unto God, and really just worshiping God. He was a man after God's own heart. The scripture tells us, King David, which he eventually became. And really, he went through a lot along his life. He went through a lot and seen a lot, perhaps saw more than many others perhaps have seen and experienced a lot. And sometimes when you go through a lot, it really should be able to draw you closer, draw you nearer to the Lord. And it really shows the power of God. It shows the grace of God. It shows the love of God. And it shows that God, again, is mighty. It shows that he is merciful. It shows that he is more than able to get you in and out of every situation in your life. And so David went through so much. He saw a lot of, from the days of the shepherd boy, to the days of Goliath, to the days of being underneath Saul, to the days of being a king and going to man of war, on and on and on, and building a great kingdom. Saul and went through a lot. But through it all, he learned and knew to trust in Almighty God. He knew that his strength, he knew that his power and his abilities came from God himself. He knew, again, who to call on in trouble. He knew to call on when the chips were down in your place. He knew who to call on when he was outnumbered. He knew who to call on when he was had a time of need in his life. And so naturally, when he felt alone, he knew that he could look up to the heavens. When he was brought low, he knew he had a way of escape to higher ground in Almighty God. Whatever the case may be, he always would continue to look and press and desire to get back up in God. You know, in your life today, we always to seek higher ground, higher places to go up a little bit higher. I truly believe, again, many times that's why people will use drugs or alcohol. Why? To try to go up higher now, to gain an advantage over things, and really to feel like to where they can be able to overcome and be emboldened with what they need to help them raise above whatever they may face. And sadly today, many will use those things to try to get to that level where they want to be. But my friend tonight, again, it's not those things, not external things that will take you higher. It's not drugs, not alcohol, it's not money. It's not places and things. It's not people that will take you higher. But it's a true relationship with the mighty God up in heaven. Our Heavenly Father, His Son Jesus, and the power of the Holy Ghost is what will take us higher today. And so we look at this, how that God desires that we go to higher ground. We share with Him this morning about the time in which Jesus really was there praying in the mountain. He was there praying, and as he was praying, he was beginning to have second thoughts about the crucifixion, second thoughts about again, calling, going through with the death that he would have to face. And the Bible says that he went up to a higher place in God. He went up to a higher place to seek the face of the Lord. He was there praying with his disciples, Peter and John. And the Bible says he went up a little bit higher. He had to go to a higher ground. You know what? In our lives and our souls, we must go to a higher place, a higher plane, a higher a level in our relationship, in our walk, in our talk for Almighty God. And brothers and sisters, let that be our prayer tonight. Let that be our desire and say, you know what? I want to go to a higher place in Almighty God. The scripture tells us to come up hither. Another place it talks about coming up higher. To go, and really many times Moses and Jesus and various ones went up to mountains to pray and seek the Lord's face. Why? Because it was a way of getting closer to heaven, physically here on earth, and naturally again to rise above mentally and physically above certain things down below. And you know, not in your life and your soul today, again, you must raise your mindset higher. Look up higher. Look up and raise your expectations higher. Let's raise our belief and faith to a higher level. Brothers and sisters, today I believe, again, God, again, is going to take us higher. As we make up in our minds and our hearts and our souls that we will go higher, I'm telling you, you can go higher. The power of faith, the power of determination, the power, again, of will to know out, say, you know, I'm not going to let anything get me down. I'm not going to let this thing pull me down, but we will rise higher. And so I was thinking about that earlier. Again, we're just excited about what God is going to do, what God is doing, and what God has in store for us, what God has in store for our church, what God has in store for every believer, for everyone that will call upon the name of the Lord. This is an exciting, extraordinary time we're living in. We know our redemption is drawing nearer. We know that God is really opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out blessings upon those, many today, whether it's through the Spirit, whether it's through the supernatural. I believe God is ready to take you and I to a higher level if we're willing. And so David here in this scriptures, he was singing a song unto the Lord, as we said, Psalm 22. He was singing a song because the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of the enemies, out of the hand of Saul. God had delivered him, and God had, the Bible says, he began to declare that God was his rock, God was his fortress, God was his deliverer. And naturally, he began to take his thoughts and his minds to rise above and look to God. It wasn't nothing that he had done. It wasn't nothing that he had accomplished, but he looked higher, to higher ground, and said, it's nothing but God. It's nothing but God that did that. It wasn't me. It wasn't my wisdom of words. It wasn't my wisdom of thoughts and my wisdom of speech. It wasn't my twisting and turning and all these different things that perhaps many would try to do. It wasn't his strength or his power or his mind, but it was his giving glory back to the higher power, which is Almighty God. He says, he's my rock. He's my strength. He's the one I trust. He's my shield, my horn, my salvation. He began to glorify God. Brothers and sisters, today in your life, that you, the key to going higher is to call on the one who is higher, to praise the one that is higher than you and I. He says, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. He says, thou savest me from violence. And on and on and on. This is all found. You can go back and read this in Psalms. Excuse me, Samuel 22:22. And really, he began to just run down how God had delivered him out of this. But I want to get you back to our text today and how he began to tell us how that all the things that God had did, all the things that God had accomplished, all the things that God had shown, and really for the world to see that God was with this man. And you know what? That same God that was with him can be with you as well. God is able to raise you up out of the horrible pit, as we read. He's able to raise you up out of the valley that you may walk through. Raise you up out of when the enemy comes in like a flood. He's able to take you up to a higher ground, take you up to a higher level. And brothers and sisters, let that be our prayer tonight, that God, I want to go to a higher level in my life. Let's go out of a dark place. Perhaps you may find yourself, he found himself in dark waters and the clouds are thickening over his head. But even in that, God is able to take you to higher ground. If you ever gone and flown in airplanes and how sometimes the weather's rough, the turbulence and all these different things are going on at certain levels. And it's important for us to, the captain of the ship will take us, or the plane will take us up
to a higher level, to a higher level. He'll fight through the clouds, fight through the storm, fight through the battles, again, of the storm, and the plane is shaking and rattling. But you know what? He goes up a little bit higher. He goes up higher, and before long, we break through the clouds. Before long, we break through, and it's a whole different level. The sun is shining. The skies are clear, and all of the turmoil and drama is down below. Brothers and sisters, today, we must put things under our feet. Put the things that are no doubt that go on in life, go up a little bit higher. Go up higher in the Lord. The Bible says, and so even through it all, through the discomforts of life and all these different things, go up to rare air, go up to higher ground. Let's go back to our text here. The Bible says, and so how he explained to us how God was able to do this. The Bible says he was able to run through a troop in verse 29. He says, by my God save, I leaped over a wall. He was running for his life oftentimes. Running, no doubt, back against the wall. Enemies surrounded him. But God would always seem to make a way of escape. You know what, in your life today, look up to the higher ground. Look up to the heavens, church, tonight. Look up and believe God that, again, this will change. It will get better in Almighty God. The Bible says, as for God, his ways is perfect. And everything that we go through, we share, but it's more about a purpose for everything. A purpose for everything. Extraordinary purpose for everything. Every challenge of our lives is no doubt to take us to a higher level. Every hill, every valley, every hang up, every challenge, every shortcoming, it is there, no doubt, to help us to dig in and go up higher in Almighty God. Again, and so we look at this, his way is perfect. God knows exactly what he's doing. God sees and he knows. Again, whether it was from the toughest times of your life to some, again, it's there to make us stronger. It's there to make us wiser. It's there to help us learn from our mistakes, perhaps, and learn from, again, things that would displease unto God and make it right and get it right. God's way is perfect. And when we get it right, it's just like being in practice or a coach will make you do it over and over and over again. Or a teacher will make you write it over and over and over again. A parent will make you do it over and over and over again until you get it right. So you can't go higher until you get this right. And sometimes we learn that, again, in life, even in church, in the church world, and living for God. Again, we want to go higher. We got to perfect the things that will make us go higher. He said his word is tried. He's a buckler. He's a defense. In other words, he says all to all those that trust in him. He's a shield. He's our everything. He, as we trust in him, God will get us through it. Again, and you look at this in life. For God, who is God? Verse 31, save the Lord. Who is a rock? Save our God. He says, my God, he is awesome. And there's safety in him is what he showed us. And so let me get that to where I want to go. He says, and God that girdeth me with strength. So when you trust in God, he will gird you with strength. God is our strength. Prayer is our strength. The word of God. Faith is powerful. Action along with faith is even more powerful. Belief is powerful. Action along with that is even more powerful. Putting God, trusting God, taking him at his word. Again, it is absolute strength and power to watch a man and woman follow after God, to watch a man and woman believe God and follow and serve him. And I'm telling you today, it is a great strength to have. The Bible says he maketh my way perfect. And as we follow God, God will absolutely orchestrate things and maneuver things and work things out to where you come out higher, on higher ground. We sing a song sometimes, Lord, lift me up. Let me stand on higher ground, by on higher plane than I have found. Satan's darts are hurled. Things go on in life, but God is always able to take us to higher ground. I believe God in the next days and weeks to come, higher ground is coming. better days are coming. Again, as we trust God and believe God and do our part, God will do his. I'm talking about better days ahead. Higher ground, going to higher ground today. Higher ground is better ground. Again, and you look at this today, he said, he making my feet like hinds feet. How can I do this? I don't know if I can do it. God will equip you with what you need. In verse 33, he tells us this, he will equip you with what you need. Hinds feet, you think about, again, a goat or a bouncing goat or an animal that's able, has the ability to climb up a side of a mountain that seems unclimbable, that seems impossible. You just know with men it's impossible. With men it's impossible to do. But with God, all things are possible. Sometimes you see mountain climbers and they have to have extra gear to climb certain mountains and certain rocks. They have to have ropes and spikes and all these different things that climb up. And even in that, it takes a lot of strength. But as you look at a goat or one of those mountain lions or whoever it may be, they're able to jump and leap and climb and grab on. Again, because it's natural. It becomes a part of them. It's not something that we conjure up in our own strength and our own power, but it's God that does it. Terrain that's impossible to escape. Terrain is impossible to climb. Terrain is impossible to reach. There's places that God wants us to reach tonight. There's purposes that God wants us to fulfill tonight as we share. There's things in which God has in store for us, and he's going to give us the ability. He gives us hinds feet to be able to do it. Going to higher places. Better days ahead, brothers and sisters, today. Believe God. And it's all made possible through Jesus Christ. Scripture tells us what? Philippians 4:3. She can pull it up for me. It's all made possible, not through us, but in the Lord. David said, he prayed, and he says, you know what? I put my trust in the Lord. I put my trust in him because of who he is, because he is my refuge, my strength, my all in all. And in Philippians, the apostle said the same thing. The apostle Paul, he wrote, he says, for me, verse of scripture, he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I can do all things. And so those hinds feet, I'm able to climb this wall. I'm able to climb and leap over and escape. I'm able to go out and achieve great things. I'm able to go and fulfill things in which God has for me. I'm able to see the impossible made possible. The scripture tells you, says, with men, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Oftentimes we fail to realize that. But with God, church, brothers and sisters, with God, all things are possible. And I'm telling you that it's all made possible through Christ Jesus, the one who came and gave his life for us, the one who died on the cross, the one who was born of a virgin, came down to the earth and surrendered his life to our Heavenly Father, died and took on the sting of death. Our sins, our wicked ways, he took that on the cross, went to hell for us. The Roman soldiers and naturally all of Pharisees and Sadducees thought it was over. It was done. It wasn't over. It was just the beginning. This is the beginning in history to change the course of man. Change the course of lives, change the course of the future. It was made possible through his resurrection. Jesus made it all possible. And we share many times, if he can overcome death, if he can overcome the cross, if he can overcome the grave, overcome hell, he can overcome anything. And truly, it blew men and women away for him to be able to do anything. These things that he did, but this was the final feat, was to overcome death, hell, and the grave. In church of the day, as we see, and that's what the Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through him because he liveth in me, he dwelleth in me, he moves in me. And brothers and sisters, today, God is able to take you to higher places in your life. The enemy may have you down. The enemy may have you beaten up. The enemy may have you cornered. But he's able to give you the ability to leap over that wall. If he don't tear down the wall, he gives you the ability to jump over the wall. You're surrounded by the enemy. He says, I'm able to have you navigate right through the enemy. Run through a troop, no doubt overcome. There were times in which you read about Jesus. There was a time in which he pushed him all the way to the edge of the cliff. And how somehow, some way, he was able to just navigate through the crowd and was able to escape because of who he is. And church today, he wants to live in you and I. Let him dwell in you and I. He is the God of heaven. He is the one that dwelleth in us. When we accept him as our Lord and our Savior, accept what he did on the cross, accept him, dedicate our hearts and our souls to him, surrender to the Lord, let him dwell in you. Let the power of the Holy Ghost live in you. I'm telling you today, there is higher ground. God is going to take us to higher ground. As we follow the Spirit of God, we can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthened me. Mother Scripture talks about greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So it begins to show us that there is, again, nothing outside of God's will that we cannot accomplish. God's will for your life, you're able to do great and mighty things for Almighty God. As we trust in him, believe God, trust God for higher ground. As we bow our heads in reverence to God today, as we're about to close, trust and believe God today. Perhaps you may find yourself low. You may find yourself in a valley. Perhaps you may find yourself in a pit. Today, God is saying, let me be your God. Let me be your God. Let me be your King today. He wants to help us change us, transform us, take us to new levels in our lives. Let's believe God for the greater levels in our lives. Brothers and sisters, today, my friend, if you don't know him, give him your life today. Give him your heart and your soul. Let him be your God. Let him take you up higher. Believe God for higher things. Believe God for greater things, as we will do in the days ahead. Believe in God. We're going to leave out again tonight knowing that this can be a better, it will be a better week in God. Whether it's a better, closer walk with him, better things ahead, doors are opening up for you and I as we trust in him. Brothers, today we look forward to what God's going to do. If again, you can give your life over to the Lord today. Give your life over to him. Serve him. Believe him. Go up higher to higher ground. Leave the muck and the mire of sin. Leave the things, no doubt, that will hinder the soul. Leave those things and come up higher. Come with Jesus. As he takes you by his hand, he'll lead you to higher ground, better places in the days going forward. God bless our prayer. We look forward to seeing you soon. Amen. Tuesday night Bible study. Come on and tune in with us. We look forward to what God's going to do. And have an awesome week on higher ground. We'll see you on higher ground. How's that? God bless you. We'll see you soon.